I have no.
Shuvas daf beis and rebeis, share your aleph.
Hizok, we're entering into a difficult tkufa. It's a tkufa slichas. The elam is tired. We came in tired, and for sure slichas is going to make it more difficult. But you know, the Svarim HaKadoshim we spoke about last night a little bit about how slichas, you know, the chashivas of slichas, that Rabbi Lazar Kahler wrote it when there was an ash, so there was a fire surrounding him, and he was using the soydas of malachim, and it's like, you know, from Rabbeinu Tam, we wrote, you know, he's not talking about, you know, some sort of, you know, just random person that said it. Rabbeinu Tam said this. You know, the Kolbo said that it was written with the soydas of the malachim. A kitzer, slichas is not something to play with. Slichas is a very serious thing. On the other hand, a person, you know, gets up for slichas, and the rest of the day, he's, you know, goes back to sleep. The Peleoid says, don't go back to sleep after slichas. Don't go back to sleep. It's just going to mess you up. So, you know, a person's got to just work overtime. The slichas are meant for us to work overtime. That's what it's meant for. It's not like, you know, okay, so now I got to get up early, so now I got to catch up on my sleep later. So a person's going to be a little tired. That's the way it goes. Your person works, you got to work a little extra during slichas. That's the point. The point is, let's put it a little bit into overdrive over here. It's not about, you know, let me be lazy and let me be lethargic the entire day. You know, the only way a person can do that is a person has to, like, set his mind that, you know, being tired and lazy is not an option. It's just not possible. We're not doing that. It's not possible now that we're a week before Rosh Hashanah and we're going to walk around for shluffin and we're not going to do what we have to do. It's just not an option. A person that gets that into his head, I don't have that option, and it just doesn't, and it happens. Because it is what has to happen. It happens. Chazal tells, Ein davar oimid lefnei haratzon, nothing can get in the way of your desire. If a person wants this to happen, it's going to happen. So we got to work on, you know, we're a week before Rosh Hashanah, let's build a desire. So we have to desire to do this. Baruch Hashem, everyone, wherever we were, whichever city we were in, we had a Shabbos, a beautiful Shabbos. It is inspirational Shabbos. We should have a koyach back, and even if you're okay, we're a little tired, too bad. Too bad. You got to tell yourself, I'm going to work through this. Doesn't make a difference what's on your head. Doesn't make a difference what's going on. We're going to do this. That's what our attitude has to be. So now we're starting somewhat of a new sugya. I'm going to just like, we're just going to like touch on the previous sugya. I'm here the next day and a half. I would really love if anyone has any questions, if anything that you want to figure out in the last sugya, because it was a rough sugya, and try to like work out the kinks. We're going to try to do that. But we're starting now to understand what actually happened, why we discussed what's how does Einis Begitten work. Now we're going to discuss why Ein Einis Begitten. That's what we're going to get up to. But before we start that Nakuda, let's just try to figure out a little bit over here. There's an interesting Sefer HaAgudah. Sefer HaAgudah is a Rishon. Sefer HaAgudah says that what happens if a person makes a neder, and he makes a neder that he's going to do something. He makes a neder, he's going to do something. And he doesn't do it. Because on the last day, the very last day, when he wanted to do it, he had an oinus. Comes the Sefer HaAgudah, and he says an interesting chiddush. He says, oinus b'yoyim achron lo mikri oinus. Come on. Don't leave things for the last day. That's not called an oinus. Person that leaves it like for the very last moment, and it doesn't happen, that's not called an oinus. That is called a person that obviously didn't care enough. Yeah, that's oinus b'yoyim achron. So, says the HaAgudah, it doesn't work. Now, the Nimuka Yotzef in Baba Kama, Daf Yoram Ebeiz, argues. And says, look, the fact is he was an oinus. The fact is he was an oinus is an oinus. So, the Nimuka Yotzef, Machlekes, your HaAgudah and Nimuka Yotzef. Comes the Nesivos and Simen Nun Hei and says, I don't understand. Our Gemara speaks about a case where a person told his wife, he said, remember that case? And it was Pascha Mavra, and he had the ferry stopped, and he's screaming, Chazu Da'asoy, Chazu Da'asoy. When did that happen?
The last day.
I mean, he's got no ferry. It's just one day. They don't have the ferry. Because it's the last day. And the Gemara says, it discusses whether or not it's called an oinus or not oinus. According to the HaAgudah, l'choyra, there's nothing to talk about over here. Because this is the Yom Achron. You said on Yom Achron, there's no discussion of oinus.
It's telling the whole last day.
Yeah, what are they doing for that?
I don't know the answer to that question. Yes, what's the Gedarim? Is the last hour? Is it the last day? What's the last, you know, how much time do we call it when we say, okay, it's too late. You should have done it by now. Okay, I'm not sure. But that's the Nesivos' Kasha on the HaAgudah.
So someone can travel 7 months in one direction, and he has 12 months to get back, then yeah. He has an oinus right then, it should, you know, it's never going to get to the last day.
Yeah, so we're saying that even if he could have done it on the last day, but he doesn't do it, that's not called an oinus. According to the Agudah. And the Nebuchadnezzar Yosef argues, what's the Asoina Machloikas? Kumts again, Agoin, Rab Chaim Salavechik, Rab Chaim Brisker, in Stenslach, Rab Chaim Alashas, and Zokter Azeh. Zokter Rab Chaim, when we're talking about our Sugya, Enochanami, in our Sugya, there's no discussion, there's no question of whether it's called an Oinus or not called an Oinus, because in our Sugya, what are we trying to do? We're trying to say, Erezekitech Imloi Basi. I have to do a Maisa of Loi Basi. He says, if there's an Oinus, even on the Yom Achron, it's not called I did a Loi Basi. I didn't do Loi Basi. Because our Sugya is talking about the Ptur of Oinus Rachman Apachre, and we're saying that it's not called a Maisa of Loi Basi. But over there, in the case of the Aguda, he made a Neder to do something. Over there, the Neder was to do something. Over there, in order to be Mekayim the Neder, he has to have done it. So he didn't do it. So over there, we're not handling the tour of Oinus Rachman Apachre, because over there, he said he's going to do it, he didn't do it. Elamai, over there, there's a shaila of whether or not it's considered as if you would say that he meant, under, it's a different shaila over there. Because over there, you don't have the klal of the Loi Basi we have in our Sugya. Over there, it's a different discussion. Masha'en Kain, the Nemuka Yosef, seems like he holds like the Pnei Yeshua. In other words, that's Pshat in the Aguda. Over there, you can't compare our Gemara over to that case. Says the Rab Chaim, it's no Shaychus. Because our Sugya, the Sugya is, Harizekitechim Loi Basi. The Loi Basi has to make the, is what's making the get. But over here, he's Oinus, it's not called his Loi Basi. Masha'en Kain, in the case of the Neder, he made an Neder to do something. Over there, it's a whole different discussion. That depends on how you understand the mechanics of our sugya. But if our sugya is just when he made the neder, he wasn't making it over those in mind. So you see in our sugya that your Oinus B'Machron is not affected because it's the same type of thing. Okay, Akopana Rabbi Yisai, that was just a little bit left over from the previous sugya. Says the Gemara, Ella. Says the Gemara. The Gemara was searching for a makar. For Rava. Rava said, Le'inyan Gitin ain't a game. Alma Kasava Rava ain't on his begitin. We're trying to find him a core. First, we thought it was from one Mishnah, didn't work. Another Mishnah, or the Seifa, didn't work. We thought maybe to try to bring a Raya from Shmuel. Doesn't work. Says the Gemara, the bottom line, three lines from the bottom. Ela Rava, Svara Dinafshe Kamar, Mishum Tznuais and Mishum Prutzais. Rava is saying it on his own. Mishum Tznuais and Mishum Prutzais. Mishum Tznuais di Amrit lo lahaviget zimnin, the lo is honest, the Svara Danis. Uma Agna, Vyasva. That maybe it's not an Oinus. She thinks it's an Oinus, and she's going to become an Aguna. Mishum Prutzos diamer loyla avigitas im donis of amra loyonis vazla mitzvah nimsa get batel of anel mamzerim. So we have two different things at play here. Anusos, we have Tznuos and Prutzos. It sounds like if she doesn't get married, she's a Tznua. If she does get married, she's a Prutza. We shouldn't talk about what about something in the middle? Why is that automatically either a Tznua or a Prutza? That we'll see. Ask the Gemara, Amika, Midi, Dimidirais, Lavigeti, Mishum Tznua, Mishum Prutza, Sharina, Shazishta, Alma, in, called the Mekadesh, Adaita, Rabbana Mekadesh, Vafkinu, Rabbanon, Likidushin, Minei. That's the Gemara we're going to see Rashi in a minute. Akoponim, the Rishonim are grappling with the following thing. Up until now, we were looking for Rava's Makar. What was the Makar? Minale li Rava ha. Where did Rava get this from? The Gemara didn't know. The Gemara is looking for Rava's Makar. All of a sudden, the Gemara says, Ella, Rava Svar Denafshe Ka'amar. What does that mean, Rava? Made it up. So what happened? I thought you were looking for a makar for Rava. This is not a makar. Now you're saying you don't need a makar. So there's nuances in the reshining. The Ra'a says, in a chanami. The Ra'a says that before we thought Rava was coming from somewhere, he would find it and he would be able to have a Mishnah or something where he could be able to hinge it on. We knew that it was going to be because of Tznuas and Prutzas, but we thought that someone else was being Mechadish the Tznuas and Prutzas. And the Gemara says, "Va'asi lehashta lemeimar lesle lerava ha ella misvara dinafshe," which means that now who is the makar? Rava's the Makar.
It was always the Makar, and we were just trying to bring Raya.
No, we always knew it was Mishum Tzuas and Mishum Prutzas, because we didn't have a reason to think there's a difference between Get and Mizoinus, or Get and anything else. We know everywhere we say this is concept by Vinus. So why did Rava say Liyum Gitin Enakin? We always knew Mishum Tzuas and Mishum Prutzas, but we thought Rava was coming from somewhere. We thought Rava had a Mishnah, we had something, that he, a source. Now we're saying no, Rava's source is Misvar Denashay. He's saying it himself. That's what the Ra'a says. If you look in the Rajba says a little different. It's the second Maramokum we gave on the sheet. The Rajba says, El Rava Svara Denavshe, Kamar Kiloimar, Misvara Denavshe, Kamifarish Leile Masnisa Behachi. Rava said on his own Svara, he's Mifarish the Mishnah that way. What does that mean? That means we thought we had Raya to Rava, but we said maybe it's coming to tell me something else. Maybe it's makes Vuadim Chala. Maybe the Gemara tried doing all these different things. In other words, Rava's Rayas were not irrefutable. Right? There's not. There are ways. There are other ways of learning these Mishnayos. Rava himself was saying, "I understand that the Mishnah means ain't on this begin." But if you would ask Rava, Rava, did you make up the Svar of Enos Begitin? What would he say? I didn't make it up. It's in the Mishnah. Does the Mishnah, can you say without a shadow of a doubt, is it Muchach in the Mishnah? No. Rava, Misvara, Denavshe, Mefarish, Leila, Masnis, and Hacha. That's the way he's Mefarish the Mishnah. But Enochanami, according to this, Rava is not making it up. L'chor and Afkamina is, who's the one that's called the Mekadesh, the Daita de Rabbanon Mekadesh? Who is the Rabbanon? According to the Rashba, what we just said, who's the Rabbanon? The Mishnah. The Mishnah are the ones that said called the Mekadesh. According to the Ra'ah, it seems like who's the Rabbanon?
Rava.
Rava Shtel Deveka called the Mekadesh, the Daita Rabbanon Mekadesh. Or something like that. Okay.
According to those who shrank, what's Rashi saying? Elohim is safe. Gamarav.
What?
Gamarav. Rashi doesn't say Gamarav or Venus.
What?
Rashi says Elohim is safe. Gamarav.
That's before we thought. That's what we thought it was.
In the, curse, but yeah. Really
in the end, it's not Gamarav. We thought it was Gamarav from over there. In the end, the question is Rava learning from anywhere, or is Rava saying it himself? The Maskana, according to the Ra'ah, Rava's making it up. According to the Rajba, Rava's saying, look, I think it's from over here. It's not Muchach, but I have three Mishnayos that all, they're all hinting in that direction. It's sure, it's what? It's still, it's, he, what, right, the way that the Rajba says it, Misvar Denavshe, Mefarish Lemasnisan Bahachi. But in the end of the day, he's saying, I have a thesis that the Mishnah is saying this. What? What do you mean? Because maybe Rava didn't have that thesis. We don't know what Rava said. But if Rava said it, he wasn't saying it on his own.
What happened before Rava?
According to, what do you mean? Before Rava saying that it was always there. Just, he was the one who was, Enochanami. Enochanami. You're right.
We don't know where we got the Rava. We know it's a thing. We don't know where it's like this.
No, Rava is saying that we don't know. We don't know if Rava said it. We lost track. That's the Ikadami. We lost track.
According to
Rava's times.
Yeah, it seems like that. According to the Rava, made it up. Imagine according to the Rajba, it should have been that we had that from the time of the Mishnah. Somehow we lost the Masorah. These things happened. There was nothing written down. It gets confusing a little bit. But Rava was saying that really the Mishnah enacted this takana. I'm not making it up at all. It was in the Mishnah. It's not Mefurish in the Mishnah, not Muchach in the Mishnah. But that's what it seems like. There's hints in the Mishnah that seem to suggest that. That's what it says. So what's the takana of Mishum Tznuas and Mishum Prutzas? So if you look in the Gemara has a slight nuance of a difference between the way it says it by Tznuas and Prutzas. Says the Gemara. The Gemara on the top of Daf Gimel Amud Aleph. Zimnin, Deloy Onus. Maybe he was not an Onus. Visavra de Onus. She thinks that he really was an Onus. Ume Agna V'yasva, and there she's going to be an Aguna, and she'll sit there. Mishum Prutzas Diamrit Loy La Havigita Zimnin de Onus. The Amra Deloyanus. The Azlominsa didn't get Batam Azemachzer. So we change it. By Prutz Tsunois, we said, the Savra de Anus. By the Prutzois, we said, the Amra Deloy Anis. So if you look, Tosis discusses the different girsas. There is actually a girsa in the Rishonim that they have that they change. Both of them are Savra. In other words, by the case of the Tznuais, she thought that he was an Oinus. Because of Prutzos, she thought he wasn't an Oinus. And both are really the cases of that they thought that that was the case. If they thought that he wasn't an Oinus, so either a Prutza. They thought he wasn't an oinus. Says the Ra'a in Achanami. It doesn't mean that it's really a prutza. It's just, we're just using another word. If the first lady is called a tsnua, because she shouldn't have thought that he was an oinus. Why in the world would you make up someone's an oinus? Where'd you get that from? He's an oinus. Who said he's an oinus? Your husband said, I'll be back in 12 months. He didn't come back. You all of a sudden going to think he's an oinus? That's a tsnua that's going to be extra careful. The other woman, that's Savra Deloy Onis, so she didn't do anything wrong. We only call her a prutza. In contrast to the tsnua, we don't really mean she's a prutza. We just mean she's not a tsnua, says the Ra.
So
okay. This lady, she didn't. We didn't really mean to call her a prutza. We didn't mean that. We're just saying, contrasting her to a tsnua, it's lav dafka. We're going to get to the prutza lady in a minute. We're going to get to her. What you want me to say, I'm going to say soon, okay?
What? Parrots, we're going against
her. No, we're saying she's not a parrot. This lady's not. There's no prutzas gather over here. There's no nothing. It's just, according to the Ra, it's nothing. But all the Rishonim we have on the Amid seem to be a dyke, not like that. If you look in Rashi, she's allowed to do it 100%, says the Ra. Why shouldn't she be allowed to do it? Why?
She could do whatever she wants.
No, why should we think that he was an oinus? Mechatesi, he was an oinus. Why should we think he's an oinus? A man says, this is your get, if I don't come back in 12 months. He didn't come back. You should automatically assume that he was an oinus, mechatesi. So the tznua is extra careful, she's savra milba, maybe he's an oinus. But the prutza, what do you want from her? Says the Reina Chanami, she's not a prutza. We just called her that because we wanted to contrast her with the super tznua, that's it. But if you look in Rashi, Rashi seems to say differently. It says, Rashi, zimnin deloy onis, vavigita visavra, and she thinks, dilma anus. She thinks maybe he's an honest. They no get. Vitidag milina says she's nervous. She's tidag. She has digas. It sounds like this lady is being extra careful. She's got nerves. So that's in Dilma honest. Maybe he's an honest. Who said he's an honest? I don't know. Maybe he's an honest. That lady's that's being extra frum. We'll call her a tsnua. She's extra frum lady. Dilma honest. Where'd you conjure up Dilma honest from? And Masha'en came the prutza. By the prutza, we're going to say, Yamar lo la'a v'gita zim da'anis v'amar lo'anis. V'az lo minseva, says Rashi, she's going to marry. U'keshe yovoy. V'yoymar. Ne'anasti. Nimtza get botel. U'benea mina achron mamzerim. V'fichach amru yehe get. Hold on a second. Mintzava, Kishayavoi, Vyoimar Ne'anasti, Nimtza get bottle. Ubanam and Achramam Zem, the Fichach, Amriye get. Rabbi Isai, why does Rashi say, Kishayavoi, Vyoimar Ne'anasti? Why does it have to be that he came and said Ne'anasti? And what happens if he doesn't come and say Ne'anasti? Why don't we say that she's going to get married and maybe he was really Ne'anas? Nimtza get batel b'nei menachron mamzerim. Why does it say Kishe Yavoi Yoimar Ne'anasti? And if he never comes? And if he never comes, then what's the din?
We assume he never comes.
What?
We assume he wasn't Einus.
But maybe he really was an Einus. So we'll assume he was an Einus. But we're not worried about what we're assuming. We're saying that maybe really he was an Einus. And if he doesn't come and say Ne'anasti, what do you have to say that for? Maybe he was a legit Einus. You're right, he might have to, in order for us to believe him, he has to tie it. But if he doesn't say it, Machler is still an Einus.
If he never comes,
he doesn't tie it, maybe he never wanted to come.
Why should we assume that? He's just not going to get married.
Maybe yes. Maybe no.
That's what we were saying before, that he was an Einus even though he was never
planned. But
maybe he was planning on coming.
Then he would tie it.
Maybe he never got here. Maybe he never came back. Maybe
he's
what?
then right now he's still not an Inus.
So he's an Inus. No.
So sick he could never come
back. Maybe he never came back. Maybe he died somewhere from a sickness. Maybe. Who knows? How do we have to? Why does he have to get here? It sounds like from Rashi the following thing, Rabbi Isai. I think that this is the pshat. We're not really worried that maybe he's an oinus. Let him be an oinus. So she made a mistake. We're not worried about that. What are we worried about? We're worried about finding out that he was an oinus. Because if we find out he's an oinus, what's going to happen to the kids? Mamzerim. If we don't find out he's an oinus, so ignorance is bliss.
Kids just live mamzerim.
Ignorance is bliss. We're not worried about that. They'll be mamzer. How common is this? How often is this really going to happen? How much of a chashash is this? For that, we wouldn't make a takana. But for I have a kid who's going to walk around mamzer, that we're making a takana. So it's all, the takana is only that it's going to come to light that in fact, that really, that this wasn't an oinus. How is it going to come to light if he comes here? But if it never comes to light, we're happy to leave it alone. What? Because it might come out that we're going to come out, not because it's a sveksekei eshel v'ruei, but because we're afraid that it's going to come to light that these kids are mamzerim. These kids are now going to have to suffer the rest of their life as mamzerim. So really the takana, Rabbi Yisrael, according to Rashi, is because of her or because of him? No. It's because of the kids. That's Rashi says. Nitzav said, bed balav banel. I'm in a achron mamzerim. If you chacham ruyeh he get. That's Rashi.
The takana being for mamzerim based on whether or not you find out. They'll be mamzerim, and they're just going to mess up generations of boys.
So what'd you say?
They're not going to be mamzerim.
The chashash is very, very small. We're not worried about the fact that there's going to be mamzerim. That doesn't bother us because it's a tini chashash. There's nothing to worry about. It's not going to happen. That maybe and this and that. The chances of this happening are infinitesimal. So what are we worried about? But if someone's life is going to be ruined because of it, that we're worried.
It's the same chances.
No, it's not.
Why isn't it the same chances?
We're not worried about Ish. We're not worried about anything. What?
Even though she's assuming.
It seems that according to Rashi, we're not worrying that over here she's going to do something underhanded and end up messing him up on purpose. We're worried that maybe this is going to end up happening like the Ra'ah. That she really thinks that what she's doing is right. So what's the problem? Why do we have... What do you have to... LMI, we're worried that it's going to come to light and then the kids are going to be messed up. But no one's doing any averes over here. Everyone's doing api alok, everyone's doing fine. So why should we make a takana? LMI, there's only one thing to worry about, that maybe we're going to find out the kids are mamzerim and then these kids are messed up. But otherwise, api alok, she walks over, let's say, according to the Ra'ah, we're calling her a prutza. She's not a prutza. She walks over to Bezdin. She says, Bezdin, can I get married? What are they going to say?
Yeah.
Yes. She says, but maybe my husband's alive. You don't have to be chayshish for that. Snuas are all careful. Oh, I got to be careful. Got to be worried. Right? But our regular when she goes to bed, am I going to get married? Yes. So did she do anything wrong? No, she didn't do anything wrong. So we have to make a takana because maybe afterwards we're going to find out she's really married. What's the problem? She didn't do anything wrong.
It's the same chances with the kids.
But it doesn't make it, there's nothing to be worried about. So that, so she did.
So why do we have to worry about the kids?
Because the kids now, their lives are going to be messed up. Forget about the Isser, not Isser, Isser, not Isser. The kids' lives are going to be messed up. Now they won't have anyone to marry. They won't have any life. Their quality of life is low. It's not about Isser and not Isser. So Akamas, we don't know, so then it won't make a difference. It's only if we know. And then it only makes a difference to the kids. But if we don't know, no one's going to care because ignorance is bliss. We're all fine. The only problem is if we find out, who's going to be affected if we find out? She's not affected. The only one who's affected is the kids.
So she's not affected. She has to be taita. She's left alone.
So what?
We don't like
so
her.
So what? So what? What's the problem? So what? So what? Who cares?
So she's getting messed up.
She's not messed up. Why?
She had a hiccup in her life.
Why?
Because she's
1 minute. So what? It's not. Her life isn't ruined. His life is ruined. Okay. Azoy dach sachmir Rabbi Yisai is the chayr pshat in Rashi.
The main limit is amra of suffering.
What?
Chayr does not make a difference if it's Amra or Safra.
So the Chayr, according to Rashi, will make a difference to Amra or Safra. However, in Toisvis is Medaik this Lashon. Says Toisvis, B'Savra de Anis, U'menadin, Leslana Mechosh Dilma Anis, he, Menadin, there's no Chash, maybe he's an Anis, Diruban Loyanisi, right people are not Anis. Ulochi Karlo Tznuis, Jemachmir Alatzmon, Afal Gavdo Matzilin Tzume. Says Toisus Enochanami, really, the din is that they are allowed to get married. That's why they're called Tznuis. The Gabe Prutzois, says Toisus. Loigar Sinon Visavra. Toisus says, I'm not Goyris Visavra. Deloy Onis. Eleva Amra Deloy Onis. Says Toisus, Pirish Vafilu Kishyotza Koil. The honest Amra Deloy honest. So Toisus now inserts something in the Gemara. Toisus says, the case of Prutzois is a different case than Tznuois. The case of Prutzois is where there's a coil that he was an honest. There is circumstantial evidence that he was an honest. She has reason to believe it. It's a different case than Tznuois. Tznuois is a case, we're worried, in a regular case, a woman's going to hear that she didn't hear anything. Her husband didn't come back, and she's going to be extra, like, nervous and not get married. What's the case of Prutzois that you have to worry about? Says Toisus, the case is where there's a coil that went out, and the coil is suggesting that he was an honest. So therefore, you know, there's something to be concerned about. Says Toisvis. I feel kshatz called anes amra deloy anes. First answer of Toisvis is she says she's not an anes. She says he's not an anes.
So then why is it Mishum
Azir? She says not an anes. Maybe it's not only Mishum Azir, it's also because of her. It says both. Nimtza getbo ubanem amzerim. It's all together. Could be. We'll see in Taisus Muchach that it's not only Mishum Benem Azerim. We'll see. Akoponim. The Kasha is Rabbi Sai. I don't understand. How is she getting? Is she allowed to get married? If there's a coil that people, this hak that he's an honest, is she allowed to get married? So the Shita Mekubetza says she's not allowed to get married. Because now there's a Reisa. Now there's a reason to be mistapic. Up until now, Mechatesi, that he's an Inus Ruben Loyanisi. But over here you have a coil, says the Shitun Kobet says you can't get married. So I don't get it. How is she marrying? She says he's not an Inus. Okay, but how is she getting married, Bechlal?
She'll get married somewhere else.
Oh, she'll have to go somewhere else.
Why in the Gemara does it say that she's only going to be a, what's again, that she's only the Shulgun on Jerem? Why does it say she's also an Ishish Ishish?
That's what the Gemara means. Get bottle. Nimtza get bottle. Ubanam Amzerim. That's what it means. Akopanim, she's going to have to go somewhere else to get married. And Befrat, if Toisus holds like Rebbe Akiva Eiger, that the Shtar doesn't say in it, her is a gitech imloy basi. The Shtar just says her is a gitech. Imloy basi was what he said about Peh. She walks into another town, here's my get, looks great. She gets divorced, she has a get. So she's going somewhere else. That's a prutza. That's a prutza. Masha'enkin, the Ritva says, no. The Ritva says, this lady is really allowed to get married, even if there's a coil. The Ritva says, you don't listen to the coil. She's allowed to get married. Says the Ritva, we tell her she's not wise to get married. It would be foolish to get married. As a matter of fact, we even call her a prutza. Because there are certain people that Enochanami, you could get away with the letter of the law, right? But you know that there's something going on over here. You know that you shouldn't be getting married. This lady is playing Russian roulette here. That means because she doesn't really care. Right? If this woman would really care about the halacha, even though the Beis Din saying, listen, we can't stop you from getting married, but it's really not a good idea. There's people that all they want to know is just tell me it's mutter, I'm out of here. I just need to know it's mutter, just give me that and I'm fine. That's this lady. She's called a prutza because she doesn't really care about this halacha. Therefore, over here, and she's going to end up messing up her kids. Enoch Hanami, the letter of the law, she's okay. But she's going to end up messing up her kids. That's the first answer of Toisvis. Okay. Says Toisvis, Inami, oi, afilu kishetayda hi atzma de anis, Or says Taisis, we could even be choishes for Azah Prutza. Could you imagine a Prutza? She even knows he's not an oinus. So here, she's not just like, you know, convincing herself it's okay or being lax with the halacha. She's going explicitly against the halacha. She's teida hi atzma de onus. Lachem lo yadu. Even in that case, says the Taisvist, that we're going to make a chshash mishum prutzois, and that's going to be the takana. So it comes out that tznuos and prutzois, according to the Taisvist, are two totally separate cases. The case of tznuos is a regular woman. It's a regular story. He didn't come back after 12 months. She knows nothing. She's going to be extra makbid. The case of prutzois is either there's a coil or she knows. This woman is called a prutza because she is going against the halacha. That's what it seems like according to Taisvist.
But if she knows, then why are we making
zera
for such a person?
In a chanami, we're not making it for her. We're making it for her children, right? We say as a klal, halitenu l'rosh aviyamas. Let her eat her own poison, whatever it is, right? But maybe we're making it for the children.
Maybe we're making it for her, and we just don't want nothing kaiser, so.
Maybe it's not for her, it's just we're trying to avoid this type of situation. And we do afkino, that's what we do afkino. We're not pattering at situation.
Maybe that's where you can interject. Rashi's
saying not like that. Yeah. Oh, you mean Rashi says the kids? It could be Rashi saying the kids for a different reason. Could be Rashi saying the kids because she did api alocha. She didn't do anything wrong. But again, we ask why not Rashi say the kids? Why did Rashi say we're adding another piece? Why did Rashi have to say that he's coming and saying nenasti? Why did he have to come and say nenasti? So the other one is taina because it has to be tainus oinus. Very good. And if he doesn't taina, so then it's not true, or he just needs to taina for us to believe it. But over here, we want to know that maybe it's going to end up happening. So we said, no, it seems that if it just happens, it's not a problem. We have to know it happens. Why? Because we're worried about the children being... Taisis is going back to Tznuos. Says Taisis, Tznuos, so we know that there's this din of Ein Oinus Begitten when he's Chala. But we saw the Mishnah before said, what happens if he says, there is a Gitech, Im Loi Basim, Me'achshav Im Loi Basim, Mekar Yud Beis Chodesh. And he's Meis Besoich Yud Beis Chodesh. What do we say? Meis is Ein Oget. By Meis is Ein Oget. So we saw Mace doesn't have this cloud of Oinus Begitten, Ein Oinus Begitten. We saw before a person says, Harezekitech, Me'achshav, and Lo'basim, Mekan, Vad Yud Beis Chodesh.
Not by
regular. Imloy Basi Umeis. Meisu Deino Get. Achola Reza Get. Not by Me'achshav. Thank you, Tuli. Not by Me'achshav. So over there, why don't we say over there also? Why don't we enact this same takana because we're concerned? What's the concern? Zimnin Deloy Meis didn't die. Visavra Dimeis. He thought he did die. Umagna Viasva. Now, boy, say, what's going on over here? She thought he died. What happened?
She felt that he died.
She felt that he died. If he's dead, does she have to be an aguna? She's dead. Does he have to be an aguna? No. Why? Her husband's dead. So listen, it's 12 months. If he died, he's dead. If he didn't die, it's a get. So what difference does it make? Died, not died. What difference does it make? So we're not going to make a takana, sorry, just for koyanim. We're not doing that. So it must be, says the Pnei Yoshua, it must be, Taisus means the following thing. We're going to make a takana for an Isho's husband has no children. He gives her a get him like bossy. If it's a get, then what? She's mutter l'shuk. If it's not a get... So then what? She's Zakuk Liyavam. So Rabbeisai, I just want you to understand how far Taisus is taking this. We have Tznuos. Okay? How often do you have Tznuos? Okay? I guess it's often enough that it's reason to make a takana. But now you have Tznuos only in a case of Yibum. And now you'll have a case of Yibam, not only that, but Lemaisa frecked the Achmad Pnei Yeshua. I got a simple solution to this problem. If the only problem is Yivam of the Shuk, so you could solve that. How do you solve that? Chalitza, make it tachoni after chalitza. We're going to be afkinu rabbanu lekedushin. Instead of that, just make him do chalitza.
Maybe he doesn't have to do chalitza though.
Why not?
He's not
okay. No, but he's, if he's not dead, they're divorced.
Yeah, but then against
the, so they're divorced. And if they're divorced,
it's not something chalitza.
Well, that's not a problem. If they're divorced, so after 12 months, she'll be free to go. She'll be fine. If he's alive, so then there's a get. If he's dead, so then there's chalitza. So either way, you're okay. What?
Why not? Because
you're not
being the kosher.
No, Enochanami. So we're trying to avoid the Daita Rabbanan. Just, you have a man. He says to Nisha, this is our get if I don't come back in 12 months. He doesn't come back. So if he's alive, they're divorced. If he's not alive and he's dead, so now there's Chalitza. We don't know. He can't do Chalitza because Safek Eshesach. So Elamai, the Chacham should tell him, you have to do Chalitza. He can't do Yibam anyway. And that'll avoid the problem. Why do we have to get into Afkinu? Says the Achroinim, Pnei Yeshua and others, it must be talking about that the Yavam is
not around.
So I always say, appreciate over here what Tosis is doing. Tosis wants to make a takana for a case where it's tznuos, where there's no kids, so there's a chashash yibum, where the Yavam's not around. And all that, he's going to do afkinu rabbanon in order to avoid eagle. Now I'm telling you this because... What?
With
Brutus. No, we'll see. We're going to see. Now, the Achroinim has like, what? No, we're avoiding Igun. Not Igun. That you shouldn't be an Aguna. We shouldn't be an Aguna. Now, Abayisai, the Achroinim point out over here, you don't have a Chshash of Mamzerim. Why don't you have a Chshash of Mamzerim? Because the worst thing this is going to be is Yivam Lashuk. Yivam Lashuk doesn't have a Mamzer. So even if she messes up over here, this Putza, she's for sure not going to have Mamzerim kids. So really, this Takon, and that's what Toysa Rosh gives another answer to Toysa's Kasha. Says, you don't got that problem over here. Toysa seems to say, just for Aguna alone, I'll make this takana. Boisai, you see how makbid the chacham are to try to avoid aguna. When people come and say the chacham don't care about agunas, the rabbis don't care about agunas, right? It's totally ridiculous. They're going to such an extreme over here to try to avoid it. Certain cases, there's nothing we can do about it. It's not like they don't care. People think that the rabbanim just have to, like, go ahead, make her not marry. You can't do that. You have to figure out why. But the chacham are going so crazy over here to try to avoid an aguna. The chances are 0.0001 that this lady is going to ever happen. And they're going to make all the cases to be afkuna rabbanu lekedusha because this might happen.
Even when she's doing it to herself.
Well, yeah, and she's doing it, yeah, because she's being extra tznua.
Because really she could get married.
Really she could get married. And the chachamim are taking care of her. They're trying to take care of her. So what is the answer Tosis gives? It says, V'yesh leimar, demisa kala islay. Tosis says, even Tosis has like a limit. There's a limit. Listen, if he died, then what would have happened? We would have heard about it. So she, this lady, probably is not going to be choshish for misa. And if she is, that's beyond, right? I mean, come on, there's a limit to how much we're going to, like, get worried over here. If he would have died, we would have heard about it. We didn't hear about it. It's a lady. He didn't die. Get married. She could have. She got married even without this svar of kala isle, it seems like. But at the same time,
don't seems over here.
That's Shemes over here was saying that he's loy mes. She's choshish that he's not mes.
Well, I'm saying the svar that we say is she like the mitzvah, she doesn't want to have a kid. Right. Why can't we say the same thing here? That she says, I know he was minus, right? Why are we calling her a puta? She said, I know he wasn't honest. It's a call that he was honest, but I know he wasn't. Same
svara. It's the other way around. The svara doesn't go that way. The svara is a woman where she's be'etzem usser and she's making herself mutter, so then she's going to be extra careful. But over here, we're telling her she's mutter. She's making herself usser.
It's not
the same thing. Think about it afterwards. Not now. Later. Thank you. Says the Gemara, called the Makadesh Adayit Darabana Makadesh. Says the Gemara, how does this work? Umi Kamidi. The midiraisa lo have get mishum tsnuas mishum prutzas shemini shasish the alma in called the makadosh adaita rabbana makadosh. Now how does this work? Says Rashi. Midiraisa lo have gita shematino tani sayis menatoy shenem on ayin asas the tafer called the makadosh call hamakadosh isha al das shen higu chachmi yisrael bi yisrael hu makadosha. Anyone who's makadosh a woman, he does it al das that the chachamim are going to be manhig. Hu makadosha. Shiyu kayamim kedushin lefi divrei chachamim. V'yu betelim lefi divrei chachamim. Al yedei gitin shech shiyu chachamim. Rashi throws in over here al yedei gitin. What is Rashi saying? That it happens al yedei gitin shech shiyu chachamim. So you see this lashon of Rashi, it's not the first time Rashi says it. Rashi before, Rashi in Dibraschel Uminsava, the third Rashi on the Amid, Rashi says that she's going to come and say that she's allowed to get married, and then he's going to come and say he was that nasty. They said it should be a get. What do you mean, Amru Yehei get? Amru that they're not married. What do you mean, Amru Yehei get? The Gemara says, "Umi kamisi midiraisa loy have a get. Midiraisa, it's not a get. And what's midirabanan? It is a get. Midiraisa loy have a gita. Midirabanan, it is a get. That's what's going on over here. It seems like according to Rashi. So what is called the makadosh adaita rabbanan makadosh do? Somehow it seems it works through the get. It has to be a get over here. With this idea." With this idea, we'll have to see. With this idea, the Sukkas David explains why the Chacham don't just use Afkinu randomly. Let's say it's a lady, her husband is lost at sea. Mayim Shein Lem Saif. We feel very bad for this woman. So why don't we just do Afkinu? Why don't we just do Afkinu? Because there's no get. You can't just do afkinu. It's not just something that we just snap our fingers and here afkinu. It doesn't work. Rashi holds afkinu has to happen. Al yedei get. Has to happen with a get. Okay, Rabbi said the shaila is. Okay, then we'll have to see. Why? How's the banam amzerim? That's what Ezi asked. Why is the banam amzerim? If it's working with Mafreya, got to see what that works. Mekam lahabal and Mafreya stuff. We'll get there. Akoponim. Shaila if Tosis agrees to Rashi. Rabbi said we're going to see a big machlekes Rashi and Tosis and how Afkinu works. But I have a question on Tosis. Rabbi said, can a person give a get after he's dead?
No.
Why not?
There's
nothing to be Megaresh. And he's dead. So Toysis asks Akasha for Ektoysis. The Toysis we saw asks, in a case when he says, there is a Gitech and Loibasi, and he's Meis, for Ektoysis we should say Afkinu, we should say that Takona, I have Akasha. But he's dead already. You can't give a get after you're dead. So if you hold, there's still some sort of Zika after the Misa, like we said from Rashi before. So there is something to be Megarish still. Hey, Nechanami, he can't be Megarish, but the Chachomim can be Mesakein, that he's going to be Megarish. Are they the get? Hey, Nechanami, the get's not a good get, Midiraisa. But Midirabonon, they're saying it's a good get. Are you the get? Shehechshiru Chachomim. Now, you could use a get, Shehechshiru Chachomim, but you can't be Megarish, someone that's not married. So how does this work? So you could say, Tosfos holds, forget the get. Yeah, Kol Mekadosh Adaita Rabbanan has nothing to do with get. We're not using a get. Rashi, that we'll have to see. Rashi says that you do use a get. So maybe Tosfos also holds that way. But over here, because there's still a Zika, as Nechemya mentioned, maybe over here there is what to be Megarish. Now, Rabbi Yisai, I'm going to just end with this. Rabbi Yoshev and Beis Hashem are going to pick up the sugya of Kol Mekadosh, hopefully on Tuesday. Rabbi Yoshev brings an interesting Mordechai. The Mordechai asks, anytime a person marries someone he's not supposed to marry, why don't you say, call the Mekadosh Adaita Rabbanan Mekadosh? Anytime. Like a Chalola to a Kayin, a Grusha, Chalutza. But that's his kasha. Says the Mordechai, a fascinating answer. Mordechai says, listen, Kol Mekadosh Adaita Rabbanan Mekadosh is only when he's Mekadosh and he wants the Chacham to be involved. That's when afterwards a problem comes up. Like in our case, their marriage was fine. Now they're getting divorced and it's getting all sticky. But what happens if a man gets married and he says, when he gets married, I'm not Mekadosh Adaita Derabanan. What's that?
Good marriage.
What's then? The Kedushin is Chal, even if what he's doing is against the wishes of the Chachamim, says the Mordechai. The Kedushin is Toifes. Therefore, over there, he didn't have the Chachamim line. Says Rabbi Yashiv, hold on a second. I don't understand the Mordechai's kasha. Lule divrei haMordechai, says the Rebbe Yashiv. I would say, listen, the Chacham pick Efkinu when they decide to. Can't ask that question, why is there no Efkinu over here? Chacham decide when they think it's the right type of situation or not. It seems like, according to the Mordechai, Efkinu is a shoo-in. It's always there. Anytime it's not al daita derabanan, then it's automatic Efkinu, Mashenkin, according to Rebbe Yashiv. So we have to see what the machlokes is. We're going to learn up the sugya of Efkinu. It's a big sugya. We're going to try to cram it all into Tuesday. In the meantime, tomorrow, Reuven's going to give us a little bit of a taste of Efkinu in his chabura. And then, Beis Hashem, we'll hopefully finish the sugya. Yeah.